Bats are an often misunderstood and much maligned animal. They're one of the stars of spooky season. They're associated with things that scare us. But a Pennsylvania rescue is working to shed light on these nocturnal creatures and their vital role in our ecosystem. Emily Neal has more on the people working to save bats from a disease that has decimated millions.
This is Chatterbox, and he's the cat caught bat. He's a little brown, so he's state endangered.
Stephanie Stronzik cradles Chatterbox in a towel as she gently feeds him a mealworm. The tiny mammal is one of what Stronzik refers to as the resident sky puppies at the Pennsylvania Bat Conservation and Rehabilitation Center.
So our goal is to obviously rescue them and get them the treatment and proper care that they need so they can overcome whatever obstacle, injury, illness that they have sustained and then get them back out into the wild where they belong.
Stronzik and her volunteers take in more than 300 bats a year and are able to release more than 70% of them back into the wild.
Bats are unique. They don't fit into any other order of mammal. So they're a mammal. They're the only flighted mammal, true flying mammal. So they require a lot of specialized care in that respect. And they're also really hypersensitive.
Bat rehabilitation has become even more important since 2008, when a fungus started infecting hibernating bats in Pennsylvania, causing what is now called white nose syndrome. The fungus eats away at the bats' membranes, causing them to wake up from hibernation.
And then by the time they deplete their fat reserves, it's January, the coldest time of the year. They're going out and searching. They literally are flying out during the day or night, looking for insects, looking for water, and they're either freezing to death, starving to death, or dehydrating to death.
Pennsylvania was hard hit by white nose syndrome. The little brown bat once numbered between 3 and 5 million. Now, just thousands remain.
We're looking at a 99.9% decline of our bats.
That's Greg Turner, state mammologist for the Pennsylvania Game Commission. He says the population loss has a huge impact on the environment.
So all of our bats are insectivorous. So they're eating mosquitoes and midges and moths. And so some of these insects carry diseases. Some of them cause damage to our crops. And so bats play a key role in keeping a lot of these insects at bay.
Turner says female bats are especially important because they've been more impacted by the disease.
Every female that can be saved by rehabbers gives that species, that population, a leg up on persistence into the future.
For Stronzik, every call to the center's hotline is also a sign of hope.
And it's heartwarming that more people are showing interest and compassion for this animal. And so I started rehabbing before white nose syndrome, and it was a different world back then. So unfortunately, it took us losing our keystone species because entire ecosystems rely on them to be a part of it. And it took us losing them almost to extinction until we really understood their ecological significance.
With temperatures dropping, Chatterbox and his fellow sky puppies at the center will at least have a safe place to hibernate this winter. And with a little help from their human friends, these bats may once again rule the night skies. Emily Neal, WHYY News.